The deck chair attendant shivered in the cold wind off the sea and cursed for the thousandth time yet another chilly English June. It was going to rain again any minute, he complained to his friend the candy floss seller. That's all they needed to complete a perfectly miserable day. Anyone with a ha'porth of sense was sure to be in the cinemas or the pubs or the amusement arcades. The beach was deserted. Who'd be fool enough to rent a deck chair in weather like this? He pulled his coat collar up round his ears, leaned on the iron balustrade of the promenade, and surveyed the row of beach huts. Then something caught his eye. That was odd. There was a police box at the end of the row of beach huts. Funny he'd never noticed it before. And he thought he knew Brighton Beach like the back of his hand. What was a police box doing on the sand? Didn't make sense. Coppers would get their feet wet when the tide came in. In front of the police box, he could see a deck chair. Not one of his, unfortunately. Wrong colour. So perhaps they'd brought it with them. And there was a fellow slumped in the chair, with a brightly coloured beach ball and a bucket and spade by his side. He was wearing an overcoat, a large hat pulled over his eyes, and a long scarf wrapped round his neck. The deck chair attendant approved. Very sensible way to dress for a day on the beach. That's what made this country great, he thought nostalgically. A steadfast refusal to be deterred by facts. You come to the seaside for the day and, regardless of whether there's 6 feet of snow along the prom and icebergs are floating down from Hove, regardless of the fact that you're cold, miserable, and your boots are beginning to let in water, you come and sit on the beach, even if it kills you. And with this wind, it probably will. Wait a minute. There was someone else out there. A girl. And what looked like... No, it couldn't be. He could have sworn it was a metal fox terrier. A new breed, perhaps. Mind you, he said to his friend, the candy floss seller, when you consider miniature dachshunds, I suppose anything's possible. The doctor was sulking, Romana decided. He couldn't possibly be asleep, not in this freezing wind. He'd got the coordinates of the TARDIS all wrong yet again, and just because she'd remarked on this, in a perfectly friendly manner, he'd gone into a huff. She picked up a stone and threw it violently into the slate-coloured sea. There must be somewhere in this whole galaxy, she remarked to K9, where one can enjoy a proper holiday without being frozen to death.
There is, Mistress.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. Taking this as an invitation to exercise his memory.